Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. We can praise God because Jesus is our blessed Redeemer. He came to this earth to die for you so that you can live forever with Him in heaven. He also gave us the power to win over Satan and his temptations. So let's praise Jesus today.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Seed over this wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, hail Him, highest archangel in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name.
We're learning the books of the Bible, aren't we? Yes, we are. Today, we are going over the first five books of the New Testament, okay? We're starting with the New Testament and learning those books first, since that's what we're studying this year in our lessons. So let's go ahead and let's say it together. Are you ready? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Good job. Let's say it again. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Awesome! Can you do it all by yourself? I want you to try. Here we go. Good job. Were you able to do it? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those are called the Gospels. Those are all about Jesus and His ministry and His teachings and His healings. That's where our stories are coming from in our Bible story and in our lessons that we've been studying. Acts is a book all about the disciples. After Jesus went back to heaven, the disciples went and told people all around the world about Jesus and His love for them. And that is the story about them. That was a great job working on the books of the Bible. I am so proud of you. We are going to learn this and we're going to know it really soon, aren't we? All right, let's go ahead and get started with our lesson. Hello, boys and girls. We get to spend another day studying from God's Word and learning about Jesus and His triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Do you remember what happened last time? Well, Jesus was riding a donkey into Jerusalem, and the people with Him were calling Him king. That's a lot different than what His previous ministry had been. Jesus had been humble. Whenever the people wanted to make Him king, He always said no. So why this sudden shift? Why this change? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we do, we want to have a word of prayer. Lord, come into our hearts. Help us to understand and to learn more and go a little deeper today. Amen. Here the people were, calling Him king. He was not the kind of king that the people wanted, and His kingdom was not what they were expecting. So it kind of makes you scratch your head and go, well, then why was He letting them treat Him as their king? Why did He allow it? He hadn't before. Well, He knew that in a few days, He was going to die a terrible death for us all. He was the Lamb that would die for the whole world. So He wanted as many people as possible to know who He was and why He would die. He wanted people talking. And the Passover was the perfect opportunity because people were there from all over the country and all over the world. You can kind of think of it like a presidential rally. In the United States, we recently had a presidential campaign. And what a presidential campaign is where two or more people decide that they want to be president. And so they go around and they have these rallies to try to bring people together and talk to the people and tell them how wonderful they would be as the president. And then people can decide who they want to pick to be president. That's how it works in the United States. Well, the reason why these presidential candidates go around and have all these rallies and spend millions of dollars to invite people to come listen to them, the reason why they do that is so that more people can get familiar with them, can know about them, can talk about them, that kind of thing. It's kind of like that with Jesus and this triumphal ride into Jerusalem. He was getting people to think and to talk about him and his mission. He wanted as many people as possible to know who he was and why he would die. Jesus also knew that because of his death, thousands of people would study the prophecies in the scriptures for themselves. They would find out that Jesus really is the Lamb of God, and thousands would accept his death for them. By the time Jesus would return to take his people to heaven, millions of people would have chosen to belong in his kingdom. Well, some Pharisees in the crowd that day saw what the people were doing and they tried to stop them. I can just see them rushing around in their long flowing robes. "Stop, stop. No, don't say that. Don't, no, you need to calm down. Calm down. Everyone, pick up your coats. Put down the palm branches. Stop, stop." Can you picture them doing that? They were angry. They didn't want Jesus as their king. No one paid any attention to them. They knew that if the crowd made Jesus king, then the people would no longer listen to them. So they were grasping for control. They knew that they were losing control. Finally, what did they ask Jesus to do? They were like, if we can't stop them, maybe he can. So they turned to Jesus. Let's read Luke chapter 19, verse 39. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 19, verse 39. Find the chapters. The book of Luke is divided into chapters. Find the chapter 19. And then once you find 19, look down the page. You might have to flip a page to the next one and find verse 39. Luke chapter 19, verse 39. Here's what it says.
And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples."
Here they are telling Jesus, "Rebuke them, tell them to stop," hoping that maybe everyone would listen to him. But what did Jesus say would happen if the people stopped what they were doing? Look at verse 40, Luke chapter 19, verse 40.
But he answered and said to them, "I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out."
This triumphal ride was foretold in prophecy. That means that the Bible said that it would happen before it happened. Nothing could stop God's purpose. If it were stopped, God would give the stones a voice. Have you ever heard a stone talk? I haven't. I've heard them scrape together or make a big crashing noise as they roll down a hill. That kind of thing, but I've never heard a stone talk or shout or sing. But if the people did not sing and did not shout, God would allow the rocks to cry out. Isn't that amazing? Why were the Pharisees jealous of Jesus? There were probably a lot of reasons. One of the main ones was that he was really popular and the people loved him, and the people weren't liking the Pharisees as much. They felt like they were losing control. They were losing their power. They were losing their prestige. So that made them really upset. There were other reasons too. I'm sure you can think of one. You know, when you think about it, did Jesus still love them, even though they didn't like him? Yes, he did. Jesus does not care if somebody hates him or somebody loves him. No matter what, Jesus loves everyone. Jesus would have died for one person. Even if every other person turned their back on him, Jesus still would have come and lived and died for one person to be saved. He loves everyone, and he wants us to love everyone as well. He wants to give us his Spirit and his love for others. Let's ask him to put that in our hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you will give us Jesus' Spirit, his Spirit of compassion, of love, of care, being kind to those who are mean to him. We ask that you will put that within our hearts and in our lives today. Thank you. Amen.
Matthew 21, verse 9.
Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.
Hey kids, it's Miss Katie here. Have you ever had a question about God or the Bible? Or as we're studying our lesson, do you sometimes have questions? Well, now is your chance to ask those questions. And guess what? We're going to answer them straight from the Bible. Send your questions to SeedPod at startingwithjesus.com, and we will let you know when those questions will air on our podcast.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.